Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was an example of how North Cougar football coach Scott Bless envisioned this 2015 maroon and gold squad of his, the way they battled back the other night at home, the defensive stance taken just inches from the goal line that preserved a come-from-behind win over B&L. A shot of confidence, losing the opener as they did, but tomorrow night, week three, it's another opener, Conference Indiana, as Scott battles brother Tim over at Columbus North. So as we unfold here early season, it's those weekly challenges that helped bring together the chemistry and, of course, the winning.
We've got a lot of new faces, a new refreshed attitude, trying to build bodies, but we're also trying to build a team. I think our veterans have really embraced that, and they've really helped foster that.
And I think they have a pretty good definition of what they want to accomplish, and that's to find an identity within the team rather than worrying about who gains the yard, who scores the touchdowns, or who has the sacks.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about that. At times when you've got some outstanding players, you kind of get in that mode of relying on playmakers. And, we're going to try to rely on good old-fashioned team football. We've talked a lot about the process, not the outcome. You know, doing everything the right way, playing the play at hand, and, having that sense of urgency. So trying to get them to think about the process each and every snap and let the scoreboard take care of itself.
Well, let's hope it is a positive result for the maroon and gold. Scott beat brother Tim last year, a one-score game. North catches the Bulldogs off a 28-21 loss to rival Columbus East, who shut out the Cougs in week one. By the way, the only unbeaten team period in Conference Indiana is Bloomington South. Second ranked, they play at Franklin Central. Final preseason tune-up for the Colts tonight, hosting those Bengals at Lucas Oil. Bob Lamy is pregame at 6 o'clock.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as hot as it has been, only to get warmer as we move through the weekend, it might not be a bad idea to jump into a hot air balloon on Friday night. Just a small part of our countdown to kick. Friday night at The Rock, and its associate AD in charge of fan experience, Jeremy Gray, was telling me.
We've got so much in store with the countdown to kickoff. Head coach Kevin Wilson will be on hand. He'll get fans fired up. We'll have food there available for purchase. You're going to be able to grab yourself a frosty beverage of sorts out there outside of Memorial Stadium in the Hoosier Village area. And we're also going to have several hot air balloons where you're going to be able to take hot air balloon rides or at least look at them as well. And then that night, to get the students fired up, and I knew nothing about this, and this is where you got to lean on a much younger staff who understands what college students are into. We're going to have a glow run, and we already have 300-plus signed up for the glow run.
Oh,
and it's a one-mile course around the athletics complex. Of course, the game itself on Saturday, it's the kickoff classic. We're trying to make things a tradition here at Indiana, and the first home game of every year, we started this last year, we're going to start referring to as the kickoff classic. And we've got Southern Illinois, a program we want to settle an old score against.
Jeremy Gray, you got that right. 9 years ago, SIU came in here and won 35-28. I can remember a kid by the name of Nick Hill making his second career start. That day, he threw for four touchdowns. 9 years later, where's Hill? Well, he's co-offensive coordinator under head coach Dale Lemon. Things, by the way, tomorrow night, a little taste of The Rock, 5:30 until late. It's all free and open to the public. Hey, don't forget, the Colts host the Bengals tonight, pregame at 6 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.